Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of January, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Could this be the reason why we didn't get new plugs with our phones from Apple? Looks like we're going to be getting a new charging-based solution on gallium nitride technology from the folks over there at Navitas Semiconductor. Apparently, they're expecting some orders from Apple sometime this year. Of course, rumors just right now. I mean, that's how we start off every year with Apple news, right? But if it is true and pushes through, the new versions of its USB-C power adapters will be a lot smaller and a heck of a lot lighter. Not to mention more power efficient as well, and less heat conductive compared to its current chargers. As for now, though, the current chargers, yep, there's still plenty on the shelves and on the Apple stores. So when those start disappearing, maybe we'll know something for sure. Hey, speaking of those chargers on those shelves, well, if you're in the UK right now, those chargers are not essential items. Because Apple, yes, is temporarily closing all of its remaining Apple stores in the UK. And we all know why, too. A lot of our UK listeners right now are probably listening to this podcast at home. Yes, the COVID-19 pandemic, unfortunately, has crept in like we thought it probably would into 2021, meaning that 18 additional stores now that we're in the UK and Scotland have closed its doors temporarily. And it's all due in part to the new national lockdowns. Of course, online orders, yep, they're still there, so if you absolutely need something, it can be shipped to you. In the meantime, Apple just wants to do its part of keeping people safe at home, and hopefully by doing so, we'll make it a brighter 2021 as the months roll along. Twitter seems to be doing a lot more testing with Spaces, so much so that they thought, well, let's buy a podcast app. And that's what they did. Yes, Twitter has acquired the team behind Breaker, which more or less they've acquired the app. And those of you unfamiliar with that platform actually focused on community and social elements since 2016. Wasn't the most popular app on iOS or Android, but it did have a 1.0 version of its app early in 2020. Now, being the fact that Twitter is buying up the Breaker team, the Breaker app will shut down starting January 15th, and by doing so, they've directed their users now to export their OPLM list of subscriptions and import it to other popular podcast apps. And finally, if you just love looking at Instagram stories on your desktop, well, Instagram's about to make you even happier today because browsing for stories on your desktop just got probably a little bit easier. Instagram's currently testing a new design for stories on its website, and instantly, if you can see it, you'll notice it had one hell of a facelift. Stories actually now appear in a carousel rather than a single tile. Navigation, however, though, will still be pretty much the same. You can manually click through the stories or just let them play automatically. However, though, now it will be easier to keep track of where you are actually in your queue. As far as how many people are actually seeing the new look, well, that's kind of a mystery right now. I actually have a couple of friends said, yeah, have you checked it out? It looks pretty good. I myself, no. Then again, I'm not really popular on Instagram either. Maybe it all has to do with those influencers out there that get to see this or not. What we are hearing, though, is if all goes well, this beta slash whatever they're doing with Instagram stories on desktop should be viewable to all within the coming weeks. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, still located at britishtechnetwork.com. That's where you find everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. All of our podcasts and blog, it's happening over there right now. Of course, we're on Facebook too at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But the place that's hopping and bopping and constantly buzzing, well, that would be our BTN community over at our Slack room. And we'd love for you to be a part of it today. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the next couple of days. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.